Hey everyone, really quick before we start the show, I've had a ton of fun with this podcast and I'm currently working on a plan to increase the frequency of episodes. While I'm doing the hard work to make that happen, I would love to help more advisors find this show and I'd really appreciate your support. If you leave an honest written review in the Apple Podcast app, I'm going to send you an 8-page PDF copy of all the email scripts that I use in Acuity and Text Expander to guide prospects through our Start Here process. Here's all you have to do. On an iPhone or iPad, borrow your coworkers or your spouses if you have to. Leave a written review in the Apple Podcast app, not just a quick star rating, but an honest written review. Take a screenshot of it and just email it to me at podcast@taylorschulte.com and I'll send you over that PDF. Thanks so much. On to the show. Welcome to Experiments in Advisor Marketing. I'm your host, Taylor Schulte, and today we have Robert Sophia on the show to talk prospecting in a volatile market and to share more details around the six-month experiment that I'm going to be running with his company, Snappy Kraken. Before we get to the interview, I just want to provide a quick update on Sniper Links, which I discussed last month on episode 13. As I mentioned on that episode, I was only aware of how to create Sniper Links for Gmail users, but one of our listeners, after he heard that, messaged me with the details on how to create one for Yahoo users as well. So if you're interested, I've put those details in the show notes for this episode, which you can find by going to taylorschulte.com/14. And if someone out there can help us find a solution for Outlook users, I don't know if it exists, but if someone out there can help us find a solution, I think we'll have most of our bases covered. And I would expect a huge increase in our confirmed email subscribers. So please reach out if you have any information. And this is another good reason to help me grow this podcast by sharing it with your colleagues and leaving a written review in the Apple Podcasts app. We are all on this journey together. I don't have all the answers, and I want to continue to combine our knowledge and our experience to improve our marketing efforts and to help more people. Again, for all the links and resources mentioned today, head over to taylorschulte.com/14. I think it goes without saying that we're going through some extremely challenging times right now. It feels weird to me to say, let's use this time to capitalize from a marketing standpoint. But then I remind myself that there are a lot of consumers out there getting really bad advice in a time where I think they really need help. So you led a couple of great webinars over the last week about how to kind of prospect a market during a volatile time period. I would love for you just to expand on some of that and talk through some of your recommendations for what advisors can and should be doing right now to help grow their business and help more people get access to good advice.
Thank you, Taylor. It's a good point. I think right out of the gate, what you said is true. The word capitalize is probably not the word that feels right because nobody wants to capitalize on a crisis. But the reality is that people have a need. What you really just framed up is that people need help and we are positioned to give them that help. And that will also happen to be good for our business. And there's nothing wrong with that. If there's been a terrible hurricane and it's blown the roofs off of homes and you are a roofer, then just because your business is going to thrive post-hurricane doesn't mean you're doing anything wrong. So here we are in this crisis and people are watching the news, they're panicking, there's a lot of uncertainty, they're struggling with how to cope, they have fears, some which are founded, some which are unfounded probably because of the hype they've bought into. And when all this is happening, and particularly when the markets are as crazy volatile as they have been, anybody with assets is starting to ask themselves, what should I do with those assets? I mean, it's just a natural question. Should I leave them where they are? Should I move them? Should I shelter them? Should I change to a completely different investment vehicle? Should I go into 100% gold? I mean, people are wondering. So now they have this need. The question is, how do we fill this need? And if we approach all of our marketing from a generous perspective, it's not greedy. It's not like, okay, I'm going to get this out of all these people right now. And advisors aren't thinking that way anyway. But if we just start thinking, okay, these people need help, how am I going to best help them get the right advice that's going to be suitable for getting them through this and helping them have the best possible outcome? Then we're meeting them where they are. We're meeting them where they need help. And that's what this profession is all about.
what does that look like? And I guess maybe a better way to ask that is now the time for us to be launching proactive marketing campaigns to try and get people to schedule phone calls and meetings? Or is now just the time to educate and build trust with people?
Well, I think it takes both. And I'll explain what I mean by that. If you launch a proactive marketing campaign, to use your words, that is designed to help answer some questions that people have, there's a very good chance that that information is going to be general for people who may or may not look exactly like them. And in most cases, it's going to be the latter. They're not going to look exactly like them because everybody's situation is going to be a little bit different. And so when you give general advice about what to do, then hopefully they'll benefit on some level, but they're going to still need more personalized advice. And so understanding that, I think the key is actually to have a two-part strategy. It starts with being out there, being visible, and giving that general advice, but not so much that they've been completely satisfied as if they have all the answers, and making it very clear that you have not given them all the answers. We actually call this open loop messaging. We actually use other terms for it too, like precise vagueness. And so you can be precisely vague. You can leave these open loops where you can say, okay, here's some things you want to think about. Here are some things that might address this challenge or that challenge. But before you act on this, here are some other things that need to be figured out for you uniquely. And so the real question you're trying to help them answer is not what should be done in general. The real question you're trying to answer is what should you do personally? Because that's the question they have. So you do want to be out there and you want to be saying, we do two things. Number one, well, here's this general advice that we're giving. We're experts. We know what's going on and we're keeping an eye on it. And this is some good general advice. And then on the other hand, you need to be saying, but here's the personalized advice and here's how we serve the personalized advice and help you with your personal strategies. And those two things together can help you really reach people because you're building trust on the first step and then you're tailoring it to them in the second step.
What would be, and I'm kind of putting you on the spot here, but I know you shared some of this in the webinar, so hopefully it's top of mind. What would be an example of doing that without making the person feel like you're like purposely leaving information? Like we've all seen those quotes from advisors. It's like, you should consider X, Y, and Z, but talk to your advisor before doing anything first. Like it just doesn't really feel very good to the consumer on the other end. There's always like this caveat, this disclaimer. So do you have an example of how we could go about doing that without somebody feeling that way? I think you mentioned Social Security was one of the topics you touched on in the webinar, but yeah, do you have a concrete example?
I mean, there's actually a lot of different ways to do that, and it depends on the audience and it depends on the subject. But we'll take an example. Let's say somebody who is already retired. When you're marketing to different groups, you have to tailor your message. So I wouldn't use the same message with somebody who's 10 years out of retirement versus somebody who's 10 years into retirement, or somebody who's 30 versus 70. So you do have to tailor it. But let's just say you're dealing with somebody who's already retired and they're concerned about market volatility. One of the things that we've done is we've created some decision trees to help them, basically flowcharts, where they can actually go through and ask themselves some questions like, has a financial professional helped you prepare your portfolio for volatility within the last 12 months? And if the answer is yes, then it's like, okay, great. Next question. Do you feel confident and knowledgeable about your strategy? Is the answer yes or no? If it's yes, okay, great. Then it might be like, okay, well, it sounds like you might not need to do anything. But if you want a second opinion, give me a call. But if the answers were no, if they say no, nobody's helped me, okay, then you start asking different questions. Well, do you have a significant percentage of your portfolio that's in historically volatile investments? Yes. Okay. Then you ask other questions. How much cash reserves do you have? What about your lifestyle and your income? And so you lead them to a point where I think the way you avoid being disingenuous is you're not afraid to say, you don't need my help. And so we'll create lead magnets that have these types of decision trees or flowcharts in them to lead people down a path where they might say, oh, okay, well, I'm good. Or no, I need help. And so it's not just this sort of generic bit of advice, but it's actually tailored to them. Another example, same kind of thing. If you're dealing with a certain professional, maybe they have certain types of retirement plans. You could give them a list of questions they need to ask. Do they understand certain features of those investments? Or do they have tax loss harvesting built into those things? Or do they have, when was the last time they reviewed certain components? And those things can be like a checklist. And that checklist, what's going to happen invariably, because nobody's as thorough as you're going to be, is they're going to come to something on that checklist and the box is going to be no. And when they check no, then that's a place where you as the advisor get to check yes. So we're not saying just put the advice out there and say you got to talk to an advisor to get more information. We're saying educate them to a point where they are helped to actually identify the deficiencies, and that will prompt them to reach out to you to fill those gaps.
So if you're an advisor right now and you have some time and some resources to engage in some marketing activities, if you had to just pick one thing that just about every advisor should be doing right now in today's environment, what would it be? What would you be doing right now in terms of marketing and proactive marketing?
I think it depends a little bit on where they are in their business. And if you have an established client base and you're mostly thriving on referrals, then I would focus on my referral strategy and my existing clients. But if I'm really trying to grow my business and I have a lot of capacity, I would probably focus more on a prospecting strategy and, of course, something that would also allow me to care for my clients at the same time. So those things are a little different. One of the things that we recently covered is how to use video effectively and simple ways to do that. And I think that's an example of something you can use with your clients. And you can put those things on social and it might lead to prospecting opportunities. But on the other hand, if you're really trying to grow, then you need to think about things like landing pages and lead magnets and running ads online. We've been helping our advisors take campaigns that they already have that they're running on our platform about bear markets or retirement income or surviving recessions and tailoring them, just retooling the content a little bit to talk about the coronavirus crisis. And we're bringing people in through squeeze pages and putting them into nurturing sequences. So that's a prospecting strategy. And that's highly relevant when people are spending a lot of time at home, a lot of time online. They're going to actually, prospecting online is good because there's a good chance they're going to see your ads and have more time to engage with them. And then there's the client strategy. So I think it depends on where you are in your practice and what your goals are. And we can get more specific on some of those strategies if you'd like.
No, really good point. Well, I think let's pivot here and share more about Snappy, because I think that'll help kind of frame up some of these examples. As I shared on the podcast last month, I'm going to be running a 6-month experiment with you guys and sharing my experience and results along the way. I've been getting a ton of questions from advisors about the platform. And then I also shared with you when we bumped into each other at T3 that I just haven't really been able to crack the email marketing code. And granted, like I haven't put a lot of time and energy into it. I haven't made it a priority, but I'm just really looking forward to diving into this and learning from you guys, the experts, on how I can elevate my email marketing and marketing automation efforts. So I appreciate you giving me this opportunity and, more importantly, allowing everyone to listen in and follow along here. So before we lay out the details of this experiment, I'd love for you just to share what Snappy Kraken is and then who is and isn't a good fit for this platform.
I'm going to really try to simplify Snappy Kraken. And that's not always easy to do because we actually perform extremely complex functions. But in short, we are here to make it really easy for advisors to be successful in their digital marketing by helping them build meaningful relationships with new prospects and their existing clients, if I'm really simplifying it. And there's a lot, the reason that particular description, I believe, is appropriate, is right now there aren't really digital solutions that are helping advisors be truly successful. What you've got when you look at the landscape today is you've really got two different things on the spectrum. On one end of the spectrum, you've got canned content that like randomly auto-posts to social media and just sends the same email blast out to everybody about whatever random video they made that month or that week or whatever. And it just drives people back to their website, usually doesn't convert. And it's just the same canned content as 40,000 other people, Hearsay and FMG and all those companies. It's just not working for advisors. Now, on the other end of the spectrum, you've got advisors who are actually doing a good job for themselves and companies that are doing a good job for advisors with their technology. People that are effective at using HubSpot and Marketo and Fusionsoft and even MailChimp. And those technologies are great and some advisors leverage them well. But then to do that, you have to actually be a marketer. You have to be able to build everything. How do you design and write copy for a landing page? You know, direct response copywriting is a specialized skill. How do you create ads? Are you an ad expert? How do you create email nurturing sequences? Who's going to write those for you? That kind of stuff is hard. And so you can do it yourself successfully if you're a great marketer and you have that experience, or you hire a very expensive agency, or you can use the canned stuff that doesn't work. That's what you've got out there. Snappy Kraken is actually right down the middle, because we have all of the functionality of Infusionsoft or HubSpot or Marketo or any of those platforms. But we've already built the campaigns. We've already built the landing pages, the lead magnets, the tripwires, the email nurturing sequences, the blast emails, the Facebook ads, the website widgets. We've built tripwire pages. We've built every component of a successful modern lead gen strategy into our platform. And we release 4 or 5 new campaigns every single month. And these campaigns would cost you 10 or 15 grand to build. They would take you hundreds of hours to build. But we're loading them up already in the platform, and all the advisor has to do is go in and launch them and personalize them if they want to. So that's where we fit. We're right down the middle, because we aren't just producing the same canned content for everybody. We're actually giving you campaign frameworks already built with content, but you can modify them. And we're not saying on the other end that you do it all yourself. We're actually giving you the content. So that's where we fit. The thing that makes us really powerful as a platform is we're running tens of thousands of campaigns simultaneously for advisors all over the country. And we're benchmarking all that data and using it to improve the quality of the campaigns, using it to improve the results. We're looking at email open rates and landing page clicks. And I mean, we analyzed over 9 million data points last year to improve our campaign's effectiveness. And no single advisor can do that. So that's what we do. Now, who is and who is not a good fit? To your second question. Those other solutions out there, they cater to two groups. They cater to the group who wants to do nothing. So if you want to do nothing, if you want to just plug into a system that is truly set it and forget it, like auto post for you 4 times a week and you never think about it, the canned solution, okay, we are not that. So if you never want to do anything, then you can go subscribe to one of those canned auto-posting services and just let them curate articles from the web or publish random things for you the same as everybody else. Then on the other hand, we are not the right fit for the advisor who is a prolific marketer and wants to do everything from scratch themselves, who has the time and energy to do that, or who has a marketing department to do that. So again, we fit right in the middle of the market for advisors who really care about quality. They don't want to send random things. They want to send purposeful things, and they want to actually tailor it to the audiences that are receiving it. And yet they don't want to do it from scratch. That's where we fit. So on the one end of the spectrum, you put in no time. On the other end of the spectrum, you put in a ton of time or money. With Snappy Kraken, you have to put in a little bit of time and money. And that's where we are. So if you actually look at the time commitment, it takes about an hour to 2 hours to really get set up and running on the platform. That's an investment some advisors don't want to make, but that's what it takes to get everything configured right. And then it takes you, I would say, 30 minutes a month to an hour a month to go in, select which campaigns you're going to run, launch them, review your results, talk to our success team who's assigned to your account. This is a program, not just a platform. So we ask you to engage with us 30 minutes to an hour a month to make sure you stay on track and the program is working for you. That's the difference. Snappy Kraken is for people who are willing to commit a little bit of time and they understand the value of great marketing and they know the difference between garbage and quality. So hopefully that answers your questions.
No, it really does. You know, I think one of the key points there is that there's no shortcut to marketing. You can go with the canned stuff and let it run on autopilot and you're probably not going to see many results at all. Or you can go spend a lot of money and resources at one of these big agencies, or again, somewhere in the middle there where you do put in some time, you do some hard work. I do have to say I'm in the onboarding phase right now with you guys. And yes, it takes some time, but it's been an incredible experience. Like you guys have that process dialed in. I actually really enjoyed that first 1 hour phone call of onboarding, which I was kind of dreading at first, but the 1 hour went super quick. Really, really helpful. And you guys just made the experience, the consumer experience, the advisor experience really, really good. So yeah, you do have to put in time if you want this stuff to work. There are no shortcuts. One of the things that you previously mentioned to me is a common misconception with Snappy Kraken is that it's a lead generation platform. And you corrected that and said it's actually a marketing automation platform. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Yeah, those two things are often confused, Taylor. Lead generation is a facet of marketing automation. So when you think about lead gen, which is, by the way, the sexy thing that everybody wants to hear about, like, well, how do you get me leads? How do you get me leads? That's always the question. The answer most lead gen providers will give you is, well, we go out, we advertise to these people, and we give them quizzes, and we capture their information, we find out how much assets they have, and then we sell you the leads for $250 a piece or $150 a piece or whatever. That's lead gen. And those people are solicitors. They're out there gathering leads, and they're reselling them to advisors. And that's how lead gen works. And then advisors get those leads, and then maybe three advisors in the area get them, and they fight over who gets the lead. But the lead was actually, initially, the consumer was seeing something from Smart Asset or some other company. And that's who they now, or maybe Paladin Research or something like that, or Investor Watchdog or whatever, but they're seeing that other brand. That's lead gen. They're generating lead, they're selling it to an advisor. Marketing automation is something that they are actually doing for themselves at those lead gen providers. They're the ones running the landing pages, running the ads. See, they're actually using marketing automation to get those leads, but then they're reselling them. What Snappy Kraken does is we actually take the middleman out of the lead generation component and we put the advisor into it. So instead of another company generating a lead under their brand and then selling it to an advisor, we put the advisor into the marketing automation. So we put their brand on the landing page. We run the ads from their Facebook page. We post to their social accounts. We send emails to their prospect lists. And everything comes from the advisor or from the advisor's firm. And all of that is automated. The automation could look something like this. Person sees Facebook ad, clicks on it, takes them to landing page. They read it. They want the lead magnet. They enter a first name and an email address. They are now opted in. Now they're on that advisor's list. Now, some advisors would say, well, that's not a lead. It's only a name and an email. Well, that's because now it has to be nurtured and turned into a lead. So now we're going to send them 5 emails, 6 emails, 20 emails, whatever it takes. We're going to nurture them with different topics, with different subjects. We're going to send them the market corrections email. We're going to send them the coronavirus email. We're going to send them the 2020 election campaigns. We're going to send them how to survive and thrive in a recession campaign after that. Everything they're going to get is going to be designed to build a relationship with the advisor, to build trust. And at some point, that person is going to become a quality lead. This is gradual list building, list nurturing, and list converting. And that's what automation does. And instead of waiting until that conversion happens to give it to the advisor and 3 other advisors, we're just helping the advisor do the right things, the right marketing activities. Because the other thing you have to realize about the environment today is, generally speaking, people are more skeptical, more discerning, and less trustworthy about people that they find online. So we have to ask for a little bit less information up front, and we have to nurture and build that trust over time. And that's what the greatest marketers in the world will tell you. That's what they'll do. They build these email lists with thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, and they continue to nurture. And what happens is eventually all that little trickle of activity becomes a massive flood of revenue. I mean, I'll tell you, it's Snappy Kraken. This is what we've been doing. We've been in business now for 4 years. We've been building a list of advisors, getting them to opt in, getting them interested, nurturing them. And in the early days, we were getting 3 to 6 new advisors a month. Now we're getting anywhere between 80 and 400 a month. And that's because of our list that we've built up and nurtured. And it works the same for advisors. What you do with automation is you use it to gradually move people through the funnel of activities toward the destination, which is an actual consultation with the advisor. So just to summarize, lead gen is somebody else generates the lead and they sell it to you. Marketing automation is you go out with the technology, with the content, bring the opt-ins into your own house under your own brand and continue to work with them until they become clients.
Awesome. And you and I talked, it sounds like there's kind of 3 components here, and you need to have 1 of these 3 or 2 of these 3 in order for this marketing automation to be successful. One is you have an email list already, or two, you have a good social following. If you don't have either one of those, you kind of have to resort to paid ads in order for a lot of this to work. Can you talk to us about those kind of three things, how they work together? And then one of my kind of questions on that is, how big of an email list do you need, or how big of a social following do you need in order to not have to venture into paid ads for some of this stuff to work?
I will answer that. But before I do, I want to explain the why here, because this is something that often gets overlooked. And the why is no marketing works without exposure. That's the why. You can't expect anything to perform if people don't see it. So when it comes to marketing online, this is absolutely just as true as if you were to go out and put up a physical billboard in the middle of a desert. And that's what most advisors are doing with their marketing. They've got some company who says, we'll do your social media and marketing for you. And they're just random publishing things and nobody's seeing it because they don't have an audience. So you got to have an audience. And either you bring the audience or we bring the audience. If you don't have the audience, we'll help you build one, but that's not free because advertising is not free. So when you actually look at what it takes to generate actual leads, actual engagement, it's either you've been collecting them over the years. Now, a lot of advisors have emails that are completely going to waste. They've been getting them from seminars. They've been getting them from meeting people at community breakfasts or mixers or social events or whatever, but they're just sitting there dormant. Those can be a gold mine if you capitalize on them properly, if you use them properly and get them engaged properly. Other advisors have a social media following, but it's not a quality social media following. And that matters too, because all social media followers are not created equal. When you ask the question about, well, how many social followers do they have? You can have very few highly engaged followers. You can have 100 if they're all clients and prospects and get a ton of engagement. But you could have 10,000 followers that you bought that are all in, I don't know, Africa or Indonesia or something, and get no engagement. So that's the thing about social following. With ads, at least you can control the audience. You can control who you're putting those ads in front of to a pretty significant degree, a sufficiently significant degree to get results. So even email lists are the same. And if an advisor comes to us, we've had advisors who have 50 people on an email list of prospects, and they use one of our campaigns and they generate 15 appointments instantly. And we've had advisors who've loaded literally 10,000 emails into our system and got nothing but spam reports. And we had to shut them down because they just bought the emails online, or they had them sitting there for 20 years and hadn't emailed them in 20 years. So it's not so much the number as it is the quality. I will quantify this a little better for you. Here's what I will tell you. The average advisor on our platform has 383 contacts on their list. That's the average. And they get a 33.6% open rate, and they generate an average of 6.8 leads per campaign they run off of 383 contacts. So a campaign could be a series of emails with a landing page and a lead magnet, or it could be a newsletter, it could be a lot of things. But on average, 383 contacts, 6.8 leads per campaign. Now, the top...
What do you consider a lead?
A lead would be somebody opts in. They actually ask for more information. Either they have subscribed to something new, they have requested something to be downloaded, they've requested a call, or they've requested a face-to-face meeting.
Okay, so they've taken action.
That's right. They've opted into something or requested something.
Okay.
The top 25% performers on our platform, they have 978 contacts in their email list. They get a 55% open rate, and they're generating 15.8 leads per campaign. So the results they're getting are exponential. It's not just directly correlated to their number of contacts, as you can tell by the numbers. It's correlated to the quality of their contact lists. So top 25%, 978 contacts, 15.8 leads. I will tell you, when advisors come to us and they want to sign up, and we say, how many contacts do you have? And they say, none. And then we say, okay, how many social followers do you have? And they say, well, you know, I don't really know. I don't really watch it. I might have a few hundred. And then we say, okay, that's probably not going to get it done for you. Are you willing to invest money in advertising? No, I can't spend anything else. We won't take them because it's not going to work. But if they say, hey, I've got 500 contacts, And they're good quality emails. I've been collecting them from prospects over the years. And I email them every once in a while. They know I'm here. They're opted in legitimately. We can turn that into a real business. Or if they don't have any of those things, but they say, yeah, I'll invest $500 a month in advertising on Facebook to get exposure in the community, get people to see my name, build an email list, and I'll nurture them over time, then great, we can help them too.
So I think this is the perfect segue into talking about the details of this experiment that I'm going to be running. Like I said, this is going to be a 6-month deal. At least now, we may change and pivot as we go here. But right now, we're looking at 6 months. And you and I talked about maybe making some tweaks and improvements every 2 months. So we'll kind of break it up into 3 different chapters here. As you have shared, and I appreciate you kind of fleshing all that out, that you kind of have to have an email list, social following, or be willing to pay for some ads. For me, I have an email list of about 1,000 people, which I'm uploading to Snappy right now today. And then we have a pretty small social following on Facebook, which is where our primary demographic lives, of about 400 followers, but we're not very active there. So I'm not sure what to expect. So in addition to having the email list, the social following, the small social following, we will be committing to paid ads as well. But I think you and I talked about maybe waiting for the first 2 months to do this organically before doing anything paid. So anything else to add there about kind of my starting point?
Actually, your starting point is similar to the starting point we do with many advisors. So we always ask them to try to generate results and a return on their investment before they invest more. That's just the general goal that we have. Let's get you some early wins. So you've got this email list, which we know is legitimately opted in, and you nurture occasionally. So now let's nurture them in a new way. Let's do it the Snappy Kraken way. Let's do it with an objective to generate an appointment or a quality lead for you. And let's do it with timely, relevant content that's focused on the environment we're in. Let's see where that gets us. And then that should build your confidence. It should also hopefully generate a return. And then that money can be funneled into advertising. So we will have advisors come on and they want to immediately generate leads. And we show them, we say, okay, look at a few different things here. Here's your new client onboarding campaign. Here's your client nurturing tools. Here's the sequence that has to be in place for once these leads come in. Here's the 8-week email series that's going to nurture new leads. So why would you want to start generating leads if you don't have a nurturing sequence in place for them? Here's the monthly visual insights series that we'll send to those leads long-term after they're past the 8 weeks. So let's get some foundation in place. Let's get your client onboarding campaigns in place. Let's get your 8-week prospect nurturing campaign in place. Let's get your visual insights newsletters queued up to go out every month to your list of clients and prospects. And once that's all there, now let's bring in more people into the funnel. It's almost like if you said, hey, I'm building this new house and they've got the walls up and I want to move the furniture in before the roof is on. That's going to create issues. Your furniture is just going to get ruined. Same thing will happen with your leads. Don't bring your leads in to a platform that doesn't have a nurturing sequence already in place for those leads. So I know you would never do those things, Taylor. I'm not saying that to you, but that's what we say to advisors. Say, let's get all these campaigns in place. And that's where the automations become scale for your business, because you can have 10, 15, 20 campaigns running for different audiences, one for women, one for physicians, one for retirees, one for pre-retirees, one for executives. And now those leads come in, you figure out where they fit, you move them into the right campaigns. And you're confident that you're going to get the most value from that investment of generating that initial opt-in because you can properly nurture it.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I actually do get ahead of myself sometimes. And I think even when we first had this conversation, I was getting ahead of myself and kind of forgetting about these important pieces that you just laid out. So any of us can fall into these marketing traps. I've talked about it a lot on the podcast of just jumping straight to the fun stuff or having unreasonable expectations. This is not an overnight thing. This stuff takes a long time. You shared your example of Snappy and everything you guys have done over the last 4 years, right? You didn't say 4 months or 4 weeks. Like, it's taken you guys 4 years to get here. So this stuff takes time and it requires consistency and patience. I appreciate all of those reminders. So in addition to the email list, the social following we have, we'll be doing some paid ads 2 or 3 months into this thing. I also shared with you some other ideas that will slowly drip out when you tell me the time is right. But, you know, I have the Stay Wealthy podcast, which has a really engaged, dedicated audience. We're pretty active in writing on a couple different blogs that we host. And so we talked about injecting some links and banners and landing pages there to capture people. And then I also write for Kiplinger.com. And after our phone call, I started to think, I wonder if I could inject some links into some of my posts and articles for Kiplinger as a way to drive more traffic into these funnels and landing pages and stuff. So those are just some other ideas that I plan to kind of drip into this whole experiment kind of as we go. Any other thoughts around those moving parts there? Anything else I should be considering?
I just want to reiterate how what you said is so important. And this is where advisors who are really successful at marketing often excel. They think creatively about how to tie their marketing together. If you think about Snappy Kraken as a platform, standalone, then you'll get what you get out of it. There's a lot we can do for you. But when you start thinking about it that way, like, how can I tie this into other marketing initiatives? So now you take a, are you paying too much in taxes campaign? And instead of just running that by itself, now you write about the subject of taxes for Kiplinger and you say, would you like to know if you're paying too much taxes? And you include a CTA that links over to your campaign so people can opt in there. And now you've just turned an article into a lead gen source. Podcast. Hey, anybody listening to the podcast today? We have a retirement checklist. It's called The Three Pillars of a Successful Retirement Plan. If you like that, visit blank URL and we'll provide that to you. They go to get it. Now you just turned a listener into an opt-in. This is a really, really important marketing lesson, Taylor, and you obviously get it already. When you are doing marketing, never allow it just to be a standalone marketing act. Always say, how can this marketing act lead back into something that can actually lead to business? It's like you put an ad on the fence at a baseball field. What are you going to do? Is it just going to be your logo or is it going to include an offer with a link? You put an ad on a placemat in a diner. What's it going to be? Your business card or is it going to be an offer with a link? Try to think always, how can I build my list? How can I grow my audience? And when you think that way, you're going to get so much more bang for your buck.
Well, Robert, I appreciate you sharing all of your wisdom with us today. I'm really excited to get this experiment going. Where can advisors learn more about you, about Snappy, any other resources you want to share?
SnappyKraken.com is really the best place. And if they go to SnappyKraken.com and they read a little bit about us and then they opt in to anything, they'll get lots of other opportunities to engage with us through the webinars that we do regularly, like this recent volatility webinars we've been running. They can get our State of Digital Marketing report, which we release every year. So a lot of things that we can offer, but I think it all starts at snappykraken.com.
Perfect. We'll link to everything in the show notes. Again, Robert, thanks so much for coming on, and I look forward to checking in a few months.
Yeah, it was a pleasure. Thank you for having me, Taylor.